Good morning, everybody!
Good morning on this fine Friday. It's Friday, and it is my official birthday eve today. Just one
Happy
eve today.
Birthday eve. Your birthday is tomorrow.
It is. And for my birthday eve, I have decided to do what everybody likes to do on their birthday eve, which is to get a mammogram.
So, oh my God, yeah, get those boobs. Get them smashed, put them in a fridge door and have somebody go slam. Everybody wants to do that on their birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. That's fantastic. So you're going to dinner tonight. You got lunch with a friend.
Dinner tonight and then family dinner tomorrow night. So lots and lots
so
of dinners.
Great. Family. Okay. So family dinner, that means like, cause your parents are in Arizona.
Yeah. It's just me. It's Jackson's coming with us tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
Tonight is just a date.
That's right. Cause it used to be like family there was like family. Yeah.
Yeah. It was big time family. No, it's just our tiny itty bitty family.
Okay. Got it. Now, your present's probably going to be late cause you know, I mailed it on Tuesday and they said there's no such thing as 2-day air anymore, even though you can pay for 2-day air. I mean, and so I kind of thought about throwing a fit at the UPS store, but I refrained. This is so dumb, you guys. I could have done next day and they were going to charge me $300. And while mock is worth it, I said,
no, that's crazy town. That is crazy.
No. Nobody has time for that.
You know what? I am going to be buying myself for my birthday is more Genucel because they have a massive sale right now, you guys. 65% off the most popular package. And then when you get it, when you use code chicks at genucel.com/chicks, they're going to send you the dark spot corrector for free.
I love that stuff. I have a little spot. Like, where is it? Which side is it? Is it this side? Yeah, it's this side. I have a little spot on this side. It's working. That stuff is working, you guys. Like, nothing has worked on this little spot. I don't know why I have it. I think it's just because I'm old. But it's like, it's going away. This stuff is amazing.
All their stuff is amazing. All their stuff. And so I'm probably just going to be treating myself. And if you guys are in the mood for treating yourself, now is a good time. Because 65% off is a mighty fine offer indeed. Genucel.com/chicks. We got to get to the news.
Okay. Wait. Wait. I got to promo something. And that is our website. Make sure you're checking out our website. ChicksOnWrite.com. Bookmark it. Go there every day. We've got great writers. We've always had them. But now they're more amplified. You can see them. You can read about them even because they have their bios out there. So do that. Make sure that you've gone there. You've read our new website. You're looking at it. You bookmarked it. And you're giving it all the love it deserves.
And you're commenting because now you can.
Yes.
You can comment on the post there because we've got that up and running.
Yes. Very proud of it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys, yesterday was a big deal. Today's probably going to be a huge deal. If the SCOTUS ruling comes out about Roe today, it's going to be just
mayhem.
There's going to be some chaos going on. But yesterday, there was a pretty significant ruling that impacted the state of New York because they decided on a case that basically overturned the lower court's decision that New York can restrict who gets to conceal carry there. And so before, and for years and years and years and years, New York has had this rule where you have to basically prove that you have proper cause to be able to conceal carry. And so the Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that. It was 6-3. They said they're overturning that rule. You can't just decide based on whatever government decides is an appropriate cause, whether or not someone can conceal carry. People are losing their minds. They are losing their minds about this decision, not the least of which is Kathy Hochul, who, of course, is the governor there, and is now trying to suggest that Supreme Court is unaware that the Constitution, when it was written by the founders, was really just talking about muskets. She's actually going with the musket thing, you guys. Here is the clip.
Sorry, this dark day has come. They were supposed to go back to what was in place since 1788 when the Constitution of the United States of America was ratified. And I would like to point out to the Supreme Court justices that the only weapons at the time were muskets. I'm prepared to go back to muskets I don't think they envision the high-capacity assault weapon magazines intended for battlefields as being covered from it. But I guess we're just going to have to disagree.
Yeah, you're just going to have to disagree on that.
Yeah, well, meanwhile, she has been whisked in with armed security and whisked out with armed security. So I would just demand, if I were living in New York, I would be like, I want whatever she has. I mean, it's seriously, every person that that lives there should just demand everything that every government employee that, you know, that works for them, I would just demand whatever security they have. Because they all have it. They all have guns. They all have guns protecting them. So I would just be like, okay, well, I want what she has. And you know she has it.
And the bigger issue in New York, of course, is that it's freaking nuts there. And people, the criminals are not concealed carrying. They're flailing guns all over the place and just randomly shooting people. That's New York's problem right now. But leave it to their mayor to be like, oh my God, this is going to cause the wild, wild west. Look at this.
Oh my God.
Allow New York to become the wild, wild west. That is unacceptable. This decision is created. We will not allow our city to live in fear that everyone around us is armed and that any altercation could evolve into a shootout. We will not allow the men and women of the police department to be subjected to further danger, making their already difficult jobs even more harrowing.
I mean, has he seen New York?
Did he say harrowing? Is that what he said? I didn't know what he said at the end.
I think he might have meant harrowing.
But he said horroring. Okay, I was just wondering. Right. I couldn't. Okay, so the bad guys already have guns. They already have them. So now what they want to do is take away guns from the good guys, from the good people. Why are they trying to do that? Why do they want to do that? Because they want to make sure that people that are good people can't protect and defend themselves. What the hell? What kind of madness is that? Huh? The bad guys don't follow the rules. How many times do we have to say that? Like, that is common sense. Bad guys don't give a crap about rules. They already have the guns. They're already running around, like you said, flailing around with guns. This is what they're doing in New York. What is going on?
It's just ridiculous. And Bongino and Geraldo got into this last night when they were on Hannity. And so, you know, New York is not alone here. Okay. So they're going to come to modernity with some other states like the free state of Florida, which also allows its citizens to conceal carry. And you don't see the kind of psycho crazy that's happening in New York happening in Florida. So that is why Bongino brought this up to Geraldo, and Geraldo flailing with this answer is just kind of delicious. Watch.
Geraldo, you get the last
one. You asked me, I want to ask you a question. Down here in Florida, you know, the gunshine state, everybody's got a concealed carry permit. Why isn't it a problem down here?
Great question.
You don't have any subways. You don't have any subways.
Oh,
you don't have Yankee Stadium.
Now it's a subway. Right.
You don't.
There's always
Geraldo, that's weak.
You ever see, right. If we had subways,
no way.
Right.
That's a weak answer, Geraldo.
We have malls. Yeah, we have
Baltimore,
a lot of sun.
Newark,
a lot of people are hot
New
and angry
York.
Down here.
Geraldo.
L.A.
Geraldo, all I want for the people in New York and for honest, law-abiding citizens is the right to have the same protection that Mayor Adams has, that Kamala Amen. Harris has, that Joe Biden
yes.
has, that Governor Hochul has. They deserve the same right, and now they have it, whether you like it or not. Thank God.
Amen. That is exactly what everybody should have. Everybody in this country should have that. Exactly. We should all have the same rights as these freaking elitists, right? And when they try to take it away, what everybody should be like, why? Why are you taking that away from us? Why would you want to do that, elitist?
I mean, it's just everyone is freaking out for dumbass reasons when you can simply point to a state like Florida where you're not seeing the same level of mayhem that you're seeing in New York City. And the main reason is because New York won't keep the bad guys in jail. That's the problem.
I don't know, Mock. It's because Florida doesn't have subways. It must be because they don't have subways. That's what it is. It's the subways.
God.
Clearly, that's what it is. Oh, my God. What is that?
I don't know. I don't know how they can be this dumb, but they're being that dumb. They're being exactly that dumb. Okay, before we get to the note card cheat sheet incident, We do have a follow-up on Paul Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi's drunk driving husband. He has officially been charged with the DUI. And now there are all kinds of new and interesting details coming out about this case that we did not know before.
Wait, question. How long ago did this happen? This happened, he's just now being charged. This happened like weeks ago. This at least a week ago, right? I mean, this.
Oh yeah.
Because you usually okay. All right. I'm just curious, and it probably he's only being charged now because what? Because of public pressure? Because this is
well,
nuts.
But even with public pressure, there's still tons of stuff that the DA is hiding and covering up, and like protecting Paul Pelosi from exposure on, which is super super weird. Like initially, the story they made it sound like it was a fender bender. You know what I mean? Well, it turns out. Both of the cars were freaking totaled and there was somebody injured and there was a witness. And now we're finding out all of this stuff, but still they're keeping tight-lipped about some details about it. And so Jesse Waters, not going to let it go. Here is what he and his team are going to do.
Cam and the body cam footage from that night. California Highway Patrol has it. They told us they have it. And they say the DA won't let them release it. And the DA is telling us a different story, but we're not going to get jerked around. That's why our attorney has served both sides with papers demanding the release of all the footage, along with an explanation. The burden legally is on them, not us. All we're asking for is transparency, plain and simple. But if they don't respond to us by Monday, we'll be taking them to court.
Oh, snap!
Oh, damn is right. Wow. I mean, this is the thing. He's absolutely right about this whole liberal privilege thing, though. And we've talked about that. So many of us talk about that. It's so blatantly obvious to anybody with eyeballs that there is such a thing as liberal privilege.
Without a doubt.
Oh, my God. There's a whole different justice system for liberals than there is for conservatives. And we're seeing that play out all over the place. I mean, my God. It's like conservatives have been targeted for years now, for almost like a decade. Ever since Obama, we've seen that happen. And it's terrifying in the United States of America. It's absolutely horrifying to see that happen. It's like our country's unrecognizable now because there's two different sets of rules. Freaks me out.
Well, it should. And I'm glad that there's people like Jesse Waters to push back on it. Because, I mean, even like when the New York Times did their write-up about this whole story, they basically complimented Paul Pelosi's salt and pepper luxurious hair. I mean, that's the kind of cover that they get. It's just vile. I'm actually surprised he's been charged. But I think once there's been an injury,
right?
I don't know how you avoid it. And then the other weird thing is that apparently he sat in his car immediately after the crash. He just sat and didn't move. And like, he didn't get out of the car, which normally people do if they've not been hurt. You get out and you're like, oh my God, what did I do? Like what? Like you check out what's happened, right? He just sat there for minutes and minutes and minutes and just didn't come out of the car. There's all kinds of weird stuff about all of it. And so they want answers. And I think the public has a right to know.
So that behavior, him just sitting in the car, what is that? Like him being like, well, I mean, I'm Paul Pelosi, so I'm going to just sit here and let other people handle my mess. Is that kind of what the psychology of that is? Is that
Jesse's speculating too, that because now we're learning there's a witness. Was that witness in the car? Was he with anybody?
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. That's the kind of stuff that they're not answering the questions about.
Okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the plot thickens.
The plot indeed thickens. You guys, very, very excited today on my birthday eve to announce that we have a brand new sponsor, and it is a company called Omaha Outdoors. They are based in Rosenberg, Texas. And they ship anywhere in the United States, and they've got all the stuff that you could need for your outdoor lifestyle. They've got the things for the hunting. They've got all the things, some of which we're not allowed to say.
Right.
Because of rules and Zuckerberg. But I can tell you that they have all those things.
Those things.
And not only do they have them, Their shipping is like super, super fast. They do amazing customizations. They will price match your big box stores. So we are super, super excited to have them supporting us. We hope you support them in turn, because this is your Texas-based one-stop shop for all those things.
All those things.
Of which, of course, we can't say. Check them out. It's omahaoutdoors.com. And you're going to see all of those things.
Yeah, we definitely want you guys to check them out. They're awesome. They're like right, they're kind of near Houston. They're an American company, obviously. And they have all, like Mock said, all those things that we cannot talk about a lot of those things. But if you guys go to their site and check it out, you'll see what we're talking about. And they're just awesome. They're a great company. We're so delighted to have them. They're right up our alley, and we know that they're right up yours. So check them out. Check them out. And then also, check out our TikTok account. Reluctantly, I am telling you about our TikTok account. It's at Chicks on Right. There's a lot of cool little clips there that our producer Valen puts there like every day. She puts some cool stuff out there on our TikTok account. So check it out if you are into giving China all of your information.
It's TikTok.
Was that a good promo?
That was great. So hopefully by now everyone has had a chance to see the hilarious cheat sheet that Joe Biden was caught holding up, I don't know, on accident, maybe not, maybe he just doesn't care that people can see how old, in fact, he is. But essentially, it was a little cheat sheet that someone developed for him when he was speaking to some union folks. And so it literally gives step-by-step instructions about what he is to do. And so when we're talking about a cheat sheet and instructions, we're talking about like the kind of instructions that you would write for a kindergartner, okay, who just is beginning to learn how to read. Like it says, you, in all caps, enter the room and say hello to participants. Like it actually spells that out. And then it says, you, in all caps, take your, in all caps, seat. The press will enter. You give comments. Like it's step by step. It was so mortifying. And Tucker, you got to leave it to Tucker, right? To talk about this in his own Tucker way.
Kind of a sad story. None of the details will shock you. They will instead confirm what you already knew. But still, as a news program, we feel duty bound to tell you that today in the White House, Joe Biden was photographed with a card in his hands, a card of instructions. These are the kind of instructions you would give to a child. This is essentially elder abuse at the hands of his handlers, Ron Klain. Anyway, the card contains a series of step-by-step instructions for Joe Biden, as if he literally had no idea where he was. Now, these are not complex. It literally reads this. This is verbatim. You enter the Roosevelt Room. You take your seat, period. You thank the participants, period. You depart. What are we to make of this?
Oh, my God, you guys.
Like, it's not even funny. It's like I'm trying to find humor in this, and I'm so uncomfortable with this. I'm so physically uncomfortable with this whole thing. Because like when he was campaigning, we were on the radio at MS in Indianapolis, and I kept saying, was I not saying to you, this is elder abuse? Like Jill is abusing her husband at this point, because this guy has dementia. And people would say, oh my God, you're so disrespectful, Daisy. Like, you're terrible for saying that. No, like this guy is on the decline. Like mentally, this is elder abuse. I cannot believe his family is putting him through this, because he is cognitively declining. He is a mess. He should not be running for president. And here we are. Here we are today. They are literally giving him a cheat sheet on how to walk into a room and walk out.
Like it actually says, say hello
right
to participants.
And this is the leader of the free world. This is what we're dealing with. And then we have people on the left who apologize. Like, I can't wait to see how The View spins this. You know? Oh, it's, you guys are ageist. Screw you. This guy isn't I am not an ageist. I am not. I love old people. Okay. I love old people when they are in cognitive decline, but not when they're running America. You know, he should not have this job. And the fact that anybody on the left thought it was a good idea to put him in charge of this country, shame on you. Shame on you. Punch yourself in the face. This is not okay.
Well, Tucker had Dr. Mark Siegel on in that same segment. And he was like, what is your take on this? Like, you're a physician. What is your take? And that, and even Dr. Siegel was like, this is bad. And
it's so
and
bad.
It's unacceptable that it, during his last physical, he did not have a cognition test. At his age, that is standard operating procedure as part of your regular physical exam. And so either they did it and they don't want to disclose the results, or they didn't do it afraid of what the results would be. Either way, it's bad.
It's bad. You don't even, we don't need to test him. He's tested every day and he fails. There's no reason to give the guy a test. You know, there's no reason, because we know. If you can see it with your eyes, everybody can see it. The left can see it. They just put their heads so far up their butts when it comes to this, because they don't want to see that they have done this. They have made this bed. This is why so many people, this is why I have friends on Facebook who have blocked me, like just offensively, they've blocked me because they're so embarrassed by the fact, they don't want to admit it, but they're embarrassed by the fact that they have put this guy in this position. So many of them are embarrassed by it. They just don't want to admit it. It's unbelievable the position that we're in, the position that they put us in. I mean, it's embarrassing. It's just so, it's disgusting, the position that we're in, and that he has got so much more time left. We've got so much more time left with this guy. And then the thing is that, you know, you think to yourself, okay, well, you know, like back in the day when Trump was president, I always used to think, okay, well, if something ever happened to Trump, I feel like we'd be in decent hands with Mike Pence, because he's a good man and he's smart and he's, you know, he's effective. He's an effective leader. And we knew him and he was a good guy. He could run the country. Oh God, if something happened to Biden, we would be so screwed with Kamala.
Oh my God.
You know? Right.
So screwed. Speaking of Biden and his cognitive abilities, he still doesn't have it straight what the roles and responsibilities are between him, his wife, Kamala, and her husband. Look at this.
We're joined by the vice president and the first gentleman, Doug and Kamala.
No, you are joined by the vice president and the second gentleman. You absolute idiot. How do you not have this straight yet?
He doesn't have it straight. Well, because of the very reasons that we just talked about. He doesn't have it straight. He just doesn't. He doesn't even know what he doesn't know how to walk into a room without a cheat sheet. that says you
in all caps. You. It's got to be in all caps.
Right.
God. I mean,
it's just nuts.
It is nuts. We do need to get to just a couple of clips of the notorious KJP, because Ducey gave her a talking to yesterday. This was about this whole notion that they keep pushing of everybody needing to get electric cars. Biden was talking yesterday about wanting to get millions of regular cars off the roads by investing $100 billion into public transit. And so they're off the rails when it comes to this kind of stuff. And Peter Ducey said to KJP, you know, isn't it kind of unrealistic to just demand that everybody in America be able to buy a $60,000 car? Here is that exchange.
Yesterday was talking about this transition to greener energy someday. A lot of people can't afford a $60,000 electric car. And they also are having a hard time affording gas right now. That sounds like a painful transition. So how much of that kind of pain is the president okay with?
No, that transition, we are in a transition to clean energy. That is something that is important. It is going to create jobs when you think about electric vehicles. It is going to give families some tax credits. It's going to be really important
right now,
to have.
Who can afford an electric car? The average price is $61,000.
Well, we're going to continue to move forward with what we have put forward, the bipartisan infrastructure.
$5 a gallon gas or a $61,000
that is not
car.
First of all, you're that's apples and oranges. It's not the same. What we're trying to do right now is to deal with an acute problem right now, which is why the president, again, asked for a 90-day suspension of the gas tax holiday. It is going to make a difference. Peter, we're talking about 18 cents on the federal level. We're talking about an average of 30 cents on the state level. And if the oil refinery does their job, if they do what we are asking them to do, which is put their profits back in so that gas prices can go down, that's almost a dollar per gallon. That matters. That matters to teachers. That matters to home health care aides. That matters to construction workers. That matters to plumbers. That matters to lifeguards. Those are the people that, and many others, who are going to feel this in a way that will give them relief at the pump.
Just utter nonsense.
She didn't answer the question. She never answered the damn question. I'm not going to buy a $60,000 car. I'm not doing it.
And I don't want an electric car. I want a car that I don't have to worry is going to lose a charge in the middle of nowhere.
Right, right. I live in Texas. It's a giant state. We drive a lot. I'm not going to buy an electric car. Ever. I'm not doing it. I'm not. Unless it can go, like, I don't know, 1,000 miles on a charge, not doing it.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. And even then, I'm not so sure I would buy one. Just not going to do it. So, no. The answer is no. And she didn't answer the question.
She never answers
questions. And then she kind of skates. I don't know why she, okay, I do know why she does that. I do know why.
Well, and then when she does try to answer a question, because she actually did a call in to The View yesterday, because that's...
Yeah, I heard about that.
...journalists. So they were asking her, like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen if Roe v. Wade gets overturned? What's going to be the White House reaction to that? And she's basically saying, we're going to ask Congress to put Roe back. Like, that's... I'll just let her say it, because I can't even believe it.
As it's been anticipated, as you just mentioned, Sunny, this ruling that will take away women's rights, a woman's rights to choose what she can do with her body and how she wants to grow her own family or how she wants to see her life. And so this is something that the president and the vice president has spoken to against the potential of overturning Roe. And so we are looking at all options right now. If this ruling, when this ruling happens, to take action. But if this happens, one of the things that I can say right now that we will do is call on Congress to restore Roe. But again, this is a devastating, the draft of this that we learned about not too long ago was devastating to hear. And so we are going to look at all of options and take action.
My God, she is not eloquent at all.
No.
Like, for somebody who is in communications, she just sucks at communicating. It's like, oh my God, could you pick a worse person for this job? Holy crap. God. Yeah. She was on The View, which is like the friendliest place for her to be. I mean, they were they were kissing her butt royally right there. And she just, from that clip alone, I could tell she was struggling. And then I heard that she'd struggled through the entire interview.
This is,
people were saying that she just did not do a very good job even on The View. It's The View. If she should have just been shining on The View.
That was her moment, man.
Yeah. And she was a little bit on the struggle bus there. And if you're on the struggle bus on The View, you might as well just see yourself out at that point.
I mean, at least Jen Psaki could speak. I mean, she did a lot of the uhs and ums and circle backs and whatever. But at least when she was lying, she did it coherently.
Oh, you know what I mean? No, she did it eloquently. I will absolutely give her that. She lied like a pro. I mean, she was great. Yeah, she was fantastic at the lying. And she made it sound so beautiful. And you were like, wow, you're really good at that. Really good at the lying. And that's why she'll be great on MSNBC, right?
Oh, yeah. Without question. It is time for your sack of whack. What you got?
Okay. This is so inappropriate, you guys. I've got a really, really...
Hide your kids, hide your wives.
Hide them. Okay. Hide them all. Okay. So here is a really... For fishermen. I don't know if anybody out there fishes. This is a really interesting fisherman story. Okay, so two Indiana fishermen, they went fishing. Yeah, they went fishing on the Ohio River last week. This is a story. Well, actually, no, it was a couple weeks ago because the story that came out on June the 10th. It's Richard Kassar of Shelbyville, Indiana. He took his friend John Hoop fishing on the Ohio River. And the goal was for Hoop to land his first blue catfish. I guess that's a big deal. He did. He got a blue catfish. And then the fish came out and he like his stomach was really big, couldn't figure out. And he assumed, well, maybe it's a bunch of eggs or some wildlife that the fish had eaten, because I guess that's like a normal thing. It's common to find like fish, you know, like turtles, muskrats, other animals in the catfish, which is kind of gross, but I didn't know that. But it was later on that day, he pressed down on the catfish's abdomen and felt these two hard objects that he knew couldn't be eggs. And they returned home, opened up the catfish, and discovered what was bulking up the fish's stomach. It was a foam ball, part of another fish, and a major, like, humongous dong. It was a dong, right? So he posted, it was giant. I guess the catfish swallowed it. Somebody had thrown it in the river, which isn't, it's a PSA, people. Don't throw your old dongs into bodies of water. Okay, I don't know who's doing that. Why are you doing that? Okay, so he posted pictures of the catfish and this other object on his Facebook page. And it apparently like had like, as of, like
I'm opening
several
it right
weeks
now.
Ago, it had like tens of thousands of shares. You guys, hide your kids, hide your wives.
I can't show this. I cannot.
I don't think he can show it. You cannot show it. And he has, and apparently he has a 3-year-old little girl. When it came out, he had his little girl. His little girl was in the room, and she's three. And he and his wife were like dying laughing, and his 3-year-old's like, "What is that, Daddy?" And he was like, they had to like make some crap up because she's three. You know, what are you going to say to a 3-year-old? And so he's like, that's a conversation for a different time in her life. We're just going to go ahead and let that go. And so, but this thing was massive. I can't believe the catfish lived through that.
Yeah. Seriously. That is a big, big dong.
It's a huge dong.
But it looks like it's sitting on top of it's got a, like, it's a decoration.
It's like a stand. It's like sitting
like
on a
pedestal.
So like, right. So like, I don't know how anybody survived that, let alone the catfish. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
Is it possible that it's just some sort of like archaeological artifact?
I don't think so, Mach. I'm pretty sure that is. Yeah, and maybe that's why the person threw it in the body of water, because it was like, no.
It's gigantic.
It is. It's just, it's a little terrifying. It's a little, I'm going to be honest, a little terrifying, but apparently the catfish was like, I'm going to eat that. I'm going to eat it. And so he did, and then he survived that miraculously, and then a guy caught him. And here we are. We're talking about it on our show. I figured for your birthday, I'd give you a good dong story, a good catfish dong story.
That's all I wanted. It's really all I ever wanted.
You're welcome. That's Happy birthday, Mach. Happy birthday. Time to party. Yeah.
Yeah. Woo!
You guys, my dogs aren't even bringing it in. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. I know. Oh, no, she's coming. She's coming. Here she comes.
Well, you guys say it. Say it again.
There she is. Okay. All right, everybody. Bring it in. Bring it in. They're all getting up. Bring it in. They're all shaking. Bring it in. Oh, God. Here we go. You guys, we hope you have the best weekend ever. And everybody, like, have a little cocktail or whatever. Do something celebratory for Mach's birthday tomorrow. And then we'll all share stories on Monday. Okay, everybody?
Yay!
Happy birthday, Mach! Bye!
Ow. Thanks! Bye, everybody! Bye!
We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
The Supreme Court upholds the Second Amendment. Four Senate Democrats try to bully Google over search results on abortion. And the FDA bans Juul vaping products. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Join us. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.